Hi, my name is Alicia Lindgren, and I'm the Assistant Director at the Learning Center here in Zurich. Today, let's talk about a topic that causes stress for many high school juniors and seniors, and that is the Common App essay. The Learning Center offers an essay boot camp every June for rising seniors. For those of you who can't join us, I'm going to take you through some of the background regarding writing the Common App essay, as well as some of the brainstorming techniques that we use in our boot camp. So, grab a pencil, grab a piece of paper, and let's get writing. Why do colleges even ask for an essay on the Common App? Well, there are two main reasons. The first is to find out how good a writer you are. Writing is an incredibly important skill in college, and this is something that a potential college is going to want to be sure that its future freshmen can do well. The second reason is to get to know you and to learn something about you that isn't evident from the rest of your application. This is your chance to shine. This is your chance to turn the numbers and the statistics and the statements on your common application into a fully formed person, and that's you. In fact, reading the essay is the most exciting part of reading the application for an admissions officer, so let's make it worth their while. How are we going to do that? We're not going to write a 5-paragraph essay. That's a fact. This is a different type of essay writing. For the Common App essay, you are going to tell a story that explains who you are and how you are different from the others in the application pile. This is your chance to distinguish yourself. This is your chance to give a glimpse of yourself to someone you don't know. This is your chance to explain what makes you special and what makes you, you. In fact, it's like having an opportunity to have a conversation with an admissions officer. That said, there is no formula for writing the Common App essay. However, there are some tools that we've used over the years that can help you get started. So let's talk about how to brainstorm for the Common App essay. We're going to start by thinking about what you want the university to know about you. So, get that pencil out. On the piece of paper, write down the numbers 1 through 20. Next to each number, I want you to write either words or phrases that can be used to describe you. Let's only think about words or phrases that are positive. We're going to leave the negative to the side for now. Let's think about things like, who are you at home? What would your parents say about you? What are you like at school? If I were to ask your friends to describe you in 3 words, what 3 words would they say? How about your teachers? When they see you at your best, how might they describe you? What might your best friend know about you that no one else does? Let's get at your most important characteristics. What are some of the things that you like doing? What do you enjoy in your free time? Are you especially passionate about anything? Some of you might have had life-changing experiences, and if so, think of a word or a phrase that brings to mind that life-changing moment. However, if you're like most of us, you might not have had a life-changer quite yet. But there might be a moment or moments which hold a special meaning and are important to you. List those if you can. What aspects of your personality are significant? What do you think that you can offer to a college? Why should you be chosen out of the many potential applicants to be admitted to the schools to which you are applying? Is there any information that appears in the rest of your application that you need to explain? Think of a word or a phrase that can help you do that and mark it on your paper. Finally, what is missing from the numbers and the resume that accompany your common application that you might need to fill in? Now, you should have 15 to 20 words or phrases that describe you. Take a look at them. Do they feel authentic? Do they feel familiar? Anything that sounds like someone else and not you should be deleted from your list. The most important thing about your essay is to be true to yourself. Because when it comes to fit, if the essay doesn't describe you, then the university is admitting the wrong person. So let's make sure that we show the university to which you're applying who you really are. Now, have you edited your list? Let's think about some of the recurring themes or categories as we go through the list. What we're going to try to do is to come up with umbrella words, words that can summarize maybe four or five of the qualities on your list, so that by the end of this exercise, we'll have a total of 3 to 5 words that can show your strengths. Once you have your 3 to 5 words, we get to do some of the fun stuff. Let's take the first word. What stories from your life might you tell your future children to illustrate this word? Are there family stories about you that relate to it? If your relatives came to visit, what story would you tell about that aspect of your personality? Can you think about the everyday you at your best? Try to think about finishing the phrase, "I demonstrated this quality when." Once you have these stories, then you can review them to see which ones you want to write about. In fact, let's write about all of them. We don't have to write a fully formed 650-word essay right now, but we're going to start to write for about 10 minutes about each one of these 3 to 5 words that you now have remaining on your paper. I don't want you to worry about structure. I don't even want you to worry about grammar, and I certainly don't want you to worry about word choice. I just want you to write your story. Once you've written your story for each of the 3 to 5 words, I want you to read them, and I want you to ask yourself, is this a story that can be expanded upon? Is this a story that is really going to show enough of my qualities so that I can give some personality to my common application? If you're still stuck and none of these stories sounds like really you, then let's try another exercise. I like to call it me in a box. Imagine that you have an empty box in front of you. The contents of this box are some items or objects that are the essence of me. For example, I love sticky notes. I have sticky notes all over my desk. I put them on my refrigerator to remind my children to do things. I put them on my door so that when I leave the house, I don't forget to bring certain things. So, in my box, I would put a pad of sticky notes. I would also have a pair of glasses because I really can't see very well. And I would have a small purse because I never carry a big backpack. These are a few of the objects that I would put in my box. Now it's your turn. What would you put in your box? I want you to take out that piece of paper again and number it from 1 to 20. And I want you to write one object on each line that encapsulates the essence of you. It might be something small. Maybe it's your favorite pen or pencil. Maybe it's a stuffed animal that you've had since you were a small child. Perhaps it's a memento from a vacation that you took, a piece of coral. Think about objects that people can associate just with you. If you prefer, next to the name of each object, jot down a few details that describe it. When you're finished, read through the list. Does this list sound like you? Do those items feel familiar? Because you want your essay to feel as familiar as this list. Now, if you have taken this exercise seriously and described a set of objects that is unique to you, you now have the material for a compelling personal statement. Getting back to the idea of telling your story, each one of these objects tells a bit about you. Why it is important to you is the heart of your story. One more brainstorming exercise that we like to use is called 20 questions. These are things that you might not know just by looking at you. These are things that you have to understand who you are to know about you. Some people might view them as random facts. For example, I was on a TV show once. You'd never know that by looking at me. I also love rowing. Something else that you'd never know, unless, of course, you looked at the blisters inside the palms of my hands. So take out another piece of paper, write down the numbers 1 to 20, and write down the random facts that come to mind, only facts that don't appear on the external you. These are things that you have to know about you. These are your qualities that you want to show to the colleges to which you're applying. Once you've done these three exercises, you will have plenty of material for a personal statement on your common application. If you're still bewildered, remember, you can always join us for our essay bootcamp, Swiss Army style, in June. Thanks for listening today, and we hope to see you soon at the Learning Center. Have a great day, and happy writing!